Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Learning Masechtas Chagigah Daf Beizim and Aleph, starting the Masechta. The Mishnah says, "Akol chayavim b'riya." Everyone's chayav in riya, chutz from chayav shayt of a katan, etc. What does riya mean? Rashi says, "The mitzvah riya is called schurcha shetzichem mesroyis ba'azara beregel." So mitzvah riya called schurcha. They have to show themselves in the azara on Yom Tov. So Rashi's mashma, that a kol chayav b'riya means to come into the azara. Now Taisus brings times in the Gemara, including the end of the Mishnah HaRiya Shtei Kesef, that riya means the oilas riya. They bring the carbon oila that you bring along with the riya. And Taisus brings the Yerushalmi, that holds Svakeret. The Mishnah is only talking about the carbon. And Lainyan being Misra, Mazar, even the Nashim Tanam Usachayiv, that you learn it from Hakel, just like Hakel is a Nashim Vataf. So too, Riyas Panim Ba'azara includes Nashim and Ktanim, and they're only potter from the carbon. But Taiz brings a lot of Riyas, the Bavli doesn't hold that way, and Nashim and Ktanim are potter even from Riyas Panim Ba'azara. But Taiz says it means both. That Riyah means both the carbon Ayla and the Riyas Panim Ba'azara. At Lashon and Rambam, beginning of Hilchas Chagigah, HaRiyah Amur B'Tayrahu, Sheirah Panim Ba'azara B'Ant of Rishon Shalchang, V'Yavi Imai, carbon oila behemah veinimah behemah. The riya is showing your face in the azara and bringing a carbon. Umisha bal azara b'yom mishnah lehevi oila. If someone comes to azara b'yom mishnah does not bring an oila, lo yidayish le'asa mitzvah say. Not only he wasn't mekayim a mitzvah say, l'shav a mitzvah slayis say shenem lo'yiru panai reka. So from the Rambam it's mavur that it's not two dinim. There's a din to be yiru panim b'azara, and there's another din to bring a carbon oila. It's one din. The mitzvah is to appear in the azara with a carbon ayla. If you appeared without a carbon ayla, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. Because it's one mitzvah. And it has two components. And one without the other is not a kiyum. As it's mavur in the Rambam. So the Terevin asks, and the Yishalmi is mavur not the way. The Yishalmi is mavur that nashim and tafa mechuyiv in riya ba'azara, even without a carbon. So Rai says, there is a key in mitzvah's riya without a carbon, according to Shalmi, Benashim, and Ktanim. So Terebi holds Eina Chinami, according to Shalmi, it's mavud is two dinim. There's a mitzvah's riya, there's another mitzvah of carbon. But the Bavli, which Taisus is Mechiach, holds that there's no such thing. Whoever's pater from the carbon is also pater from the riya. The Bavli holds it's the same mitzvah, and the riya's panim bazar is not miskayim without the carbon. The lechayr it's a bissel shver because there's no klar makar that you're not mekay in the mitzvah's view without a carbon. The Rambam names it on mislara, and that's good for the mitzvah. If the Yishalmi doesn't hold that way, so even though the Bavli argues and holds that nashim and tafa pata from riyas panim mazar altogether, but if in the Yishalmi it's mavur there are two mitzvahs. And the Bavli, you don't see argues on the issue of the two mitzvahs. Maybe the Bavli also holds his two mitzvahs, just Nashim Pater for both mitzvahs. So where did the Rambam see that the Bavli is chelik? Mishleima, Stamazai, what's the Makar Rambam? You could say in Svarah, that's how we learned. That din Riyah means a Riyah with a carbon. That's why it's called Riyah. But if the Shalmi didn't hold that way, it's a little bit shvayit to say Misvarah. So the Svasemis talks about it. He says that he wants a taina. Maybe the Rambam holds the reason why you're not mekayim the mitzvah is because of the lav l'yiro panai reikam. Since you are either the lav l'yiro panai reikam, that makes it that you're not mekayim the mitzvah. That shayach should mekayim the mitzvah if you're either the lav. So if you have someone that's mechuyiv to be roi upon a bazara and not to bring a carbon, so you can have a kiyum. But someone's mechuyiv with the carbon and he doesn't bring a carbon, so maybe it's over the lively roop and I may come. Sounds like a bit like a mitzvah above the Aveira. But the Rambam's not so much that way. The Rambam mentions love afterwards. The Rambam says, Lo yidayish lo osa mitzvah say, Ella shava mitzvah say. Not only was he not over, but also he's over mitzvah say. It sounds from the Rambam, the reason why he's not over is like he said, the mitzvah is, Shiro upon a mazar, the yavim a carbon. That's good for the mitzvah. You miss the carbon, so you don't have the mitzvah. And the Rambam is massive. Not only don't you have a mitzvah, but you also are over a lav. It's not mashman that the reason why you're not over mitzvah is over a lav. Doesn't sound that way. So that Vikayam, Chaylik Aleph, Seif Simon Beis, also declares like this in Asemis, but declares that maybe You don't say a mitzvah rabba aveira if the aveira is that you did the mitzvah improperly. If it was another aveira, the mitzvah came with another aveira, that's a mitzvah rabba aveira. But if you did a mitzvah, and if you didn't do it properly, you were even aveira, he didn't think that would be called the mitzvah rabba aveira. But Al Kapanim, so same this is another svara, that the Yishalmi doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah sriya for Nasha Matav for that akarbin. It's a nayadin. It's a nayadin riya that's learned from Hakel. It's not the same din. That's the pshat in the Yisham. Yeah, the Briski Rav and Erichin, that Bezu Beis also says it. See, the Briski Rav, Al Kadei Kach, he held in Svara that it's one mitzvah. So you want to know what's pshat in the Yishalmi? If the mitzvah is to be Nisrav Bazar to bring a carbon, so how could it be Mechalik? And learn that from Hakel, the Nasha Mechayiv in the mitzvah of Riyas Panama Azara, when they're not Mechayiv in the mitzvah's carbon. So he says, the Chiyiv from Hakel is a Naya Chiyiv. The mitzvah of Shalosh Panam Rishani Roha is only Mechayiv with the carbon, like the Rambam says. That the Yishalmi's Mechayiv, Noshim, and Taf with Riyah is not the mitzvah of Yeroha. It's a Naya Din Riyah, which is learned there from Hakel. That's what Sam says in the second teretz. The Chayiv sounds richtig. The Sameach on the Rambam says a little differently. He says that the Rishalmi is not being Mechayev Nashim altogether, just being Mechayev Ktanim. Ktanim is learned there from Hakel. And Ktanim, you can't have a kasha to not bring a carbon because the mitzvah of the Ktanim is not on the Ktanim. The mitzvah is on the father. Just like the father is a din to bring the Ktanim to Hakel, he also is a din to bring the Ktanim in Sadriya. And male, it's not a kasha with the carbon, the father is bringing a carbon. And the Ketanim are Mechuyiv in Riyah. Ta'iz Mavur not the way. Ta'iz Mavur that he learned to Yishalmi that the Noshim are Chayiv in Riyah. But the Arsameach is learning to Yishalmi, no, the Yishalmi just means the Ketanim. And male is not Shver in the Rambam. The Rambam is saying that the mitzvah is coming in with the carbon. And Echanami, Noshim don't have a mitzvah Bechlal. Yishalmi is the Ketanim, you Mechuyiv to bring them. And it's not called bring them without a carbon because the father is bringing a carbon for himself. That's the Chiyiv of the carbon. Good. The Gemara goes Vaita Kol Asiyimai. The Gemara talks different things. What's that called to be Marba? Chatziyav and Chatziyav and Chayrin. But then it says Achige b'yamishim v'spasha b'yam sheni. That he's still Chayiv even though he's potter b'yamishim because he's Achige. But since now he's not Achige anymore, so he's Chayiv. But the Gemara says the Machlekes. Chanichel ma'adam akum teshlum in zelazet. Elamad the Yamakum to Shum Lurishin is Lasiyamai. If Yamakum to Shum and Zelazes, even if he is Pater Berishin, he's still Chayim Vishani. But if Yamakum to Shum Lurishin, any Chanami is Pater, so right, you don't have a call Lasiyamai. So the Gemara brings the Machlokes if that you could bring the carbon all 7 days, is that only a Tashlumim for the Rishin? It's only when you Machayim the first day? Well, no. Each day is a separate Chayim Kum to Shum and Zelazes. Now the Tiri Evan is medayik in the Rambam that we brought before. The Rambam says like this: Umisha bal azar biyoyim rishin lahevi oila lo yidayish leosa mitzvah sel shalva mitzvah leisasei. He says a riyamur b'tayir sheyir upon a bazar biyontif a rishin shel chag v'yavim ekarben oila menefem min behema. So the Rambam, tiny the Tiri Evan, the Rambam is saying that you have to come biyoyim rishin. If you don't come biyoyim rishin, you can't be mekayin the mitzvah say altogether. So what is Tashlumen? What's a Tashlumen called Shiva? That the Rambam says in Halacha Dal, Mishle Hikriv V'yem Rishon Oilas Yosh HaMagosei, HaReizim Hikriv V'nshayi Meisei Regal. So the title of the Tiri Evan, the Rambam is Mashma, the din, the mitzvah of Riyam is only the first day. The carbon, you can be Mashlim all 7 days. But the Riyas Pana Mezor is after the first day. That says Midayik the Rambam. But he says it's Shrev from Agamara. Because Agamar is Mavur, the Chigah B'yayim Rishayim is Chayav B'yayim Shein if Yokum Teshlum in Zelazet. Now, if you're going to tell me that the Mitzvah's Ri is only B'yayim Rishayim, so even if Yokum Teshlum in Zelazet, that would be Lagabe the carbon. But Lagabe the Chigah Ri, that was saying is only B'yayim Rishayim. But that wouldn't be Shayach, because if you didn't do the Mitzvah B'yayim Rishayim, you didn't have a Ri as part of B'yayim Rishayim, so what's the Mechayav of the carbon? By the Shalom of Chagiga, you could say that you're chayiv in the carbon even without the Riyah. Chagiga is not totally in the Riyah. But the Eilish Riyah, you would need a Riyah. So if you're Chiga B'yamishin, even you're called the Shlum and Zelazet. But that's the Gabi the carbon. The Gabi the Riyah has to be B'yamishin. If He was chigiv a mishan, so he didn't have a riyah be a mishan, so it wouldn't be shaykh a karim b'chlal. As I fact on the Rambam, he's taka learning pshan in the Rambam that the riyah's panim ba'azarim is only the first day, but he's asking, oy bazai, how would it be shaykh to have that a karban should be brought the other day if you'll kundish lumen zelazam if you didn't have a riyah the first day? But other achrayim, the Arsameach and the Minchas Chinuch, they say, and it's not what the Rambam means, and they bring a raya, because the Rambam in Perek Beis Alach Avav says Mefurish not the way. He says like this, Misha Bal Azar Kol Yemei Sechag, Ein Chai Avav Yoyla B'yadei B'chol Eishe Yichnais. Right? Anyone who comes to Azar the other days of the Chag, he doesn't have to bring a raya whenever he brings it. Shezeh Shenem Lur B'nei Rekam, Ein Ela B'ikar Rega Levad, Shu Yoyim Rishayn, Ei Teshlumei De Rishayn. So you see in the Rambam clearly, Teshlumei De Rishayn. The Rambam is telling you a chiddush. Yoyim b'nei rekam is only when you're coming to do the mitzvah riyah, only the first day, right? When you come other times in the regular, you're not mechuyev to bring a karban. But he says, when is that? When is when you're doing the mitzvah riyah? Shuyah mishayim, ay teshlumi de mishayim. So you see that that's probably the pshat in the Rambam in the beginning also. When he, even though he says misha bal azar b'yayim mishalei the oyla, he doesn't mean dafka b'yayim mishayim. Normally it's done b'yayim mishayim. So he says, you do it b'yayim rishayin and you bring an oyla, and if you came b'yayim rishayin and didn't bring an oyla, similarly you're not yaitza. But if you're coming on another day, also teshlumi de rishayin, he also means that you'd be chayiv an oyla. He's only coming lafuke, if you already came b'yayim rishayin, so then you're not mechuyev to bring an oyla the next time you come. Like he says, taka b'feirish and perik beis halach avav. But I've had that the Rambam is maskim, that you can be kayim the mitzvahs riyas panim ba'azara than ta'i yamtif. Now, the handsome thing that the Gemara says to Yimai b'chiga b'mishim sashim sheni, the Gemara's whole discussion, if you pati b'mishim and chayim v'yam sheni, so the Mepharshim want to know, why did the Gemara say chiger? Why not katan? Why not katan v'yam mishim v'higdol v'yam sheni? It's earlier in the Mishnah. Bishlai mecheirish and shaitam, it's not so shver, because it's not so shkir that a chayrish and shaita should become ice chayrish and shaita. A chiger, okay, his leg didn't work one day, it works the next day. But a chayrish and shaita is not a shkir. But a katan is very shkir. Katan be mishan vigdu be emsheni is very shkir. Why would it say chiger and not katan? It's just anti shayla. So there's a sefer zechel chagiga, early sefer, that says that by katan be emishan and the skadal be emsheni couldn't ever be chayit, even if you're the shlum in the rishan. Because if the pshat is a chiger, that means be'etzem he should be chayiv, but he was it was chal on the mepter. So mamela, the whole chiv then will be al sashlumin, and mamela, if he's not chazi b'rishin, he doesn't have it in tashlumin if you hold cool tashlumin b'rishin. But a katan is not a pter. It wasn't a pter. The pshat is he didn't yet become a chayiv. So Mamela by a katan, Klaid de Zagin, so Mamela by Yem Shem, he's also like a mission. He never was chal on a mepter. In order to have this din of Kul Tishlumi de Rishon, and if you part the Rishon, you part the Besheni, there has to be a Paiter. But if it was like a Mechusas man, he wasn't in the parish of Yem Rishon, so then the Yem Sheni becomes the Yem Rishon, and Nichayev the Kuli Alma. Even if you're Kul Tishlumi de Rishon. You have to say it was Pashat to Gemara that, otherwise it could be Lasriya that, according to everyone. Right? You have to say it was Pashat, right? Since you sent the Svara, because L'chari, if you all cool the Shlum and the Rishon, what's the difference why you put the Rishon? What's the difference if it's Chal Abtur or it's Mechus Zman? L'chari said, there is no Yem Rishon. But that's what he says. He brings the Gemara in Sachem that says, according to man, the Yom Pesach Sheni is the Shlum and the Rishon, a katan that was signal between the two Pesachim apartim from Pesach Sheni. So it sounds like even by a cotton you don't say teshlumin. But Zecher Giga says like this. Over there, Pesach Sheni really is not a chiyuv Pesach b'chlal. Doesn't have any shaks in Pesach Rishon. All of this is a teshlumin. So if you're not chayiv in Pesach Rishon, for whatever reason, you're not going to be chayiv. But here you have a 7-day regal. The Pasuk teaches you that the ikar chiyuv is b'yayim rishon. So you could say that the ikar chiyuv is b'yayim rishon is dafka for somebody that's b'chlal chiyuv, but he has a peiter. And that paiter kapatim for the whole Yom Tov. Mashiach, if it wasn't b'chlal chiyuv b'chlal, so mela, the Yom Sheni has it in like Yom Rishon. As I tell you, this is Eichel HaChagiga. Now the Minchas Chinuch, Mitzvah Tav Pei Tes, was claiming even if you're the shlumin derishim, but he says mamish lahepech. Then he says that legame chiger, chiger is a paiter. So male, if you pata be a mishain, so you pata be a mshenim. Hashengim by katan, there is no ptur. He's chayiv. Why doesn't he do the mitzvah? He doesn't have das. He doesn't have das, doesn't mean he's pater. It's like a ptur einus. By a chiger, it's not a ptur einus. By a chiger, it's a ptur. The Torah was a mechayiv, as I mentioned. Not a chayiv. Mishain, he won't be chayiv the whole yantiv. But a katan, the Torah was mechayiv. You don't have das, that's like an einus. It brings a svar from the prima gadu. But lechayr, then will taka be svar from the Gemara Msachim. By Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, you could say the same svara there. Bishleima like the Zechel Chagiga svara that a cotton is totally mufki is a mechusas man. So you could say by Pesach Rishon it doesn't work that way. Even if you're a mechusas man, Pesach Sheni is only for someone who's mechuyev by Pesach Rishon. But if you're going to say the mechuskinah svara, kilo that a cotton is mechuyev and a shach l'shlumen even by a cotton is like an einus. So why wouldn't you say that by Pesachim also? I'm bishul shver. In the Sefer Chedusha of Leo Gutmacher, who was an earlier Sefer, he wants to say for Keret, that by a Chiger, since he's a Bar Chiyuva, if you're old, Kol Nishlum and Zelazem, so Mela, when he's a Spatach, he's Chayim. But a Katan, if you're not a Bar Chiyuva, B'chlal, so even if Kol Nishlum and Zelazem, you'd be Pater. He wants to say, it's interesting to Chiddush, he's claiming, let's say a Ger becomes his Geyer, the day that he becomes his Geyer, is he Mechuyiv in Tefillin? He claims to say no. Well, let's say he's his Geyer in Chol HaMoed Sukkos. Is he Mechuyiv in Lulav and Esrig? So by Tefillin, he claims that maybe he is Chayiv, because it's not a din in the day. It's not a din, you're always Mechuyiv in Tefillin. Mechuyiv Kol Rega. It's like you're his Geyer in the middle of Shabbos, where you're Mechuyiv in Shabbos. But he claims if it's a one-time Chayiv, if you're not there in the beginning of the Chayiv, you don't get the Chayiv. By Chiger, if y'all call him to Shlum and Zelazev, he was there in the beginning. He just had a Ptereinus. So Mela chayach to be chayiv if y'all call him to Shlum and Zelazev. Now Shenkin a Katan, he's considered that he's not there b'chlal. He came in the middle of the chiyiv. There he was claiming that maybe he's Pater. Yep, interesting this verse. And the Gemara Lamaisa says the svara of chatzi ever chatzi ben chayiv. Now it calls mechayiv chatzi ever chatzi ben chayiv. Ravina says the chatzi ever chatzi ben chayiv is Pater. So the Gemara says, like Kasha, Kama Mishnah Rishayna, Kama Mishnah Achrayna. That originally, when Bisul says, you're not Kaifa, the rabbi, to Meshacha, the Chatzi, Eva, Chatzi, Ben Chayrin. So then, he's Eivid, Rabbi, Emecha, Vatzme, Emecha. So then he's Pater. He has an Adain. So Mimela, if he has an Adain, so Mimela, even though he's the Chatzi, Ben Chayrin, he's still Pater. Mashenke, once Bisul was made to Meshaman, and Bezin is Kaifa, the Adain to Meshachrim. He's like Meshuchar, Samele B'chayim. That's what Rashi says. Now the Rambam, Hilchas Agiga Perek Beis Lach Aleph Paskins, and a Chetzi Eve Chetzi Mecharin is Patim Neitzan Avdeh Shabbai. He says he's Patim. Halacha L'mais to the Rambam Paskins, he's Patim. The Rambam is Masig. The Gemara says he's only Patim according to the Mishnah Rishayna. We are not Kayfati Meshachar. L'mais to the Rambam Paskins like the Mishnah Achayna Vadim. Are you Kayfati Meshachar? So why is the Rambam Baskin that he's Pater, Shabbat Baskin's Chayav, as they affect the Ravid? So the Marie Kirkus brings the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, which is Mavur, learning the Gemara, the opposite of Rashi. The Rambam Pirish Mishnayis says the following, V'amru ha'kol chayav Marie, lahavi mishachetzi eva chetzi menchayin, that the reason why it says the kol chayav Marie is to be marbed and chetzi eva chetzi menchayin is also chayav. U'kfar deticham, I already told you that we're chayzer for that. But then it's later, shalim niyachadim chatzi ever chatzim and chayyin shalim bepidyaynay. We don't allow a chatzi ever chatzim and chayyin. See, it's mashma klar that the chiv is when you hold like the Mishnah Rishayna. But we're chayzer for that. And the male, we're not allowed to have a chatzi ever chatzim and chayyin. And the chayyin, that means that we hold that it's potter. And that stems with the Rambam in Yad, that a chatzi ever chatzim and chayyin is potter. But what's the pshat in that? If according to the Mishnah Achrayna, that he's not an Eved Mechlal, you're kai for the Rabbi to Meshachim, he's still Pater, so kol shkei to Mishnah Rishayna be Pater. What's the svar that according to the Mishnah Rishayna is Chayiv? Vishlam, he say the other way, according to the Mishnah Rishayna, he's Pater, because there he has to work, so he's Pater, he's still called an Eved, he's a Chatzi Eved. Chatzi Eved's also Pater. The Mar says, the other Hashem, Mishayim, the other Nel Hashem, he has another. Mishnah Chayin doesn't have to work. You kaif in the Shach and the Shachar. So Mela, even though he wasn't Meshach yet, he doesn't have to work. He's not considered he has an other. But if according to Mishnah, Achrayna is Pater, right? He says he has an Adin. So why according to Mishnah, Rishayna would be Chayav? It's a shtickle Pella. Because the Mishnah brings a Tshuva, Rabbeinu Avraham and Rambam, that says that the Smashman, what he's saying is that Ne'om Chayav mean the Rabbanan. That calls a man, we're allowing a Chatziyav, a Chatzim Mecharin to exist, so we Mechayav mean the Rabbanan. Mashenkim, once we say after Meshachrim, so the point of being Mechayavim, and the Rabbi want them to Meshachrim. So right now we're considering him an Eved, and mainly his Pater. It's a similar Shmuz by Karban Pesach, when it says that a Chatziyav, a Chatzim Mecharin could he eat from his own Karban Pesach, or is the fact that he's an Eved, is that going to shter him? Also the Gemara makes the Tali, the Mishnah Rishayna, Mishnah Achrayna, and the Rambam Paskins that according to Mishnah Achrayna is considered like he has another. Says the same thing. It's a tekanas kachamim for a chatziyav v'chatzim mechayim, which was unnecessary once you kaif for l'shachar. But the Marie Kurkis says a gemal v'gazach. He says, v'nir alayin that, l'mishnu v'shayin ish'ayv v'satzim mechad, harayu b'oysa yoyim k'bar chayin gomer. The Mishnah v'shayin holds his ayv v'satzim mechad, so that day is a men chayin. That day doesn't have a tzad avdus. He only has an other nechad that day. But the Mishnah Achrayna, we're not making a chilek in days. The Kaivin Shrabi L'Shachray, Samele always has an Adain. He has an Adain, Samele Adain Hashem, Mishael Adain Echot. I saw the Stipla didn't have the Marie Kurkis, I think it wasn't printed yet. The Stipla says it in Svar, very similar to Marie Kurkis, I think it's the same Vart. He brings the Ran in the Dorim, the beginning of the fifth Perek. The Gemara there discusses, Shutfin Shinadju Anah Zem Yizeh. If someone has a nether, Isser Anoah from his Shutif, right? Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says they both can be Mishtamish in the Chatz Shutfis. And the Ran explains, because it's not the Pshat that you own half the Chatz, so you're Mishtamish in your half, and your friend is Meshuvit to be, let you be Mishtamish in his half, just like you're Meshuvit to let him be Mishtamish in your half, you share the Ishtamshus, and Meli can have a problem with Mudir Anoah, because even if it's Meshuvit, but Kanamis Mefkim Midei Shibud, and the Mela, you wouldn't be able to mishtamish with his half, it's also ba'ana. But what is it, Lezim and Yankov hold? No, when I'm mishtamish, it's completely mine. That's gufa de chaluka. That the zman of my mishtamishes is totally mine, and the Mela, even though it's mudder ana, but I'm not using his chayfetz, I'm using my chayfetz. The zman of his mishtamish is totally his, he's not using my chayfetz, he's using his own chayfetz. That's how the Ran teaches according to Lezim and Yankov, and he says, even according to the Rabbanan that argue, if there will be masna mitchila, that this is the way the shutfis works, that everyone's going to be mishtamish bizmanei, who belong to this one bizmanei, that also be mutter. He brings the Rambam Melchis Mechir Perech Aveis, brings a musig of a kinyan lizman. I could own a chayfis for a certain mesuyim dika time, and then it becomes not mine anymore. That's gufa. The times of the chayfis are mischala between this person and that person. The musig of kinyan lizman. So that's what he's teaching. Chatziyav v'chatziyav mincharin is going to work that mizman shel rabbi belongs totally to the rabbi, and the eved it doesn't belong to the eved all, right? The eved doesn't belong to himself altogether. Mizman shel atzmei belongs totally to atzmei, it doesn't belong to the rabbi altogether. So that's what only be shayach according to the Mishnah Rishayna, where you mechalik it. You have a time of rabbi, time of atzmei. So now the time of rabbi is totally belongs to the rabbi. The time of atzmei belongs to atzmei. So now the time of atzmei has to be eil regel. Mashenge, according to the Mishnah Achreina, when now there's no longer a chilek, so even though he can't be mishaber with him, but he's the Adin, he's the Adin, so now he's pater. The stipler brings the Ksais. The Ksais in the Kufayin Alf is coming lafuke that. And he brings the Raya from the Gemara in Gittin, that no, when you have a chatzi, in Chayrin, he's always a chatzi. Even with Manshal Rabbi, he's the Chatzi Ever Chatzi Mechayin. Even with Manshal Atzim, he's the Chatzi Ever Chatzi Mechayin. And the Stipler discusses the Raya, brings other Rayas the other way. But I think it's Mamish Mechavim to the Marie Kirkus. Marie Kirkus already said it before, that the day of that according to the Mishnah Rishayna, the day that he's working for himself, he's a total Ben Chayin, and the male, that's why he's Mechayiv and Riyah. That's how the Rambam learns the Gemara.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.